Siman Tuf Reish Lamed Seif Beis. So Seif Beis and Gimel is based on a Gemara in Sukkah, Dav Vav Amud Beis, and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that Dav Yomi did a couple of weeks ago. So Sukkah Dav Vav Amud Beis brings down a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan Shtayim Kilchosan Ushlishis Afilu Tefach. The Sukkah has to be right, what we call 2.5 walls. All right, we'll explain what that means in a minute. Then the Gemara brings down the opinion. The Braisa brings down Reb Shimon. He says 3.5 walls. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass again like the Tana Kama. What does it mean? Shtayim kilchos and shisha safil tefach. So Rashi explains the two are meeting at a right angle, like an L. Okay, once you have that L, and each one has to be a sheer sukkah, which is 7 tefachim. Then the Gemara continues on the Zayin Amud Aleph, Ose lo tefach sochek, umamido bepochas migimot tefachim somech ledofan, and then you have labud. So I have two walls that are meeting at a right angle. Then I take a piece of wall that's 1 tefach and a little bit, and I put it within 3 tefachim. So now, with the lavud, it's less than 3, right? Within 3, and 1 and a bit, sachakol 4. 4 is rove 7. So now I have 1 wall, 1 full wall, 2 full walls meeting. And now this new wall, which is only a tefach plus of actual dofen, but halachically now it's 4 tefachim, and that's a rove wall, and now I have a kosher sukkah. That's what Rashi says over there. Ma'amida b'pachas mi shlosha tefachim. You put it within 3 tefachim. Pachas mi shlosha tefachim kolavu dami. So it's lavud. If it's connected, ma'avidei kimechitza shal dalet tefachim. And then the wall becomes, I have a tefach plus wall within 3 tefachim to the corner. So now it becomes 4 tefachim. And that's a rubo shel dofen. Okay, that's one Gemara. Let's do the other Gemara, which is really Siv Gimel. Then the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph brings down a different type of sukkah. The first sukkah that we just discussed is two walls that are connected. They make it's called a right angle. It makes an L. Now we have another type of sukkah. We have two walls. The two walls are facing each other. They don't touch each other. Like a mavui mefulash. Two walls, two parallel walls, but you can walk right through. So the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda, sukkah ha'asuya kimi kemavui kshera." Okay, we don't pasken like this opinion. Okay, the same thing. All you need is one tefach. We don't pasken like that. Then the Gemara brings down from Rabbi Simon, V'itan Rishu ben Levi, Oselo pas arba'a umashu umamido b'pachas mi shlosha samach dofen, and then you have lavud. When I had two walls that were meeting, all I need was a tefach. Now, because they're not meeting, they're facing each other, I need a wall that's a little bit more than 4 tefachim. And I'm going to put it within 3 tefachim. So, sacha kol, a little bit more than 4, plus a little bit less than 3, equals 7. That's a full halachic sukkah wall. So that's how I'm going to make these two regular walls kosher, not with 1 tefach plus, but with a little bit more than a 4 tefach wall. Sach HaKol reaches 7, and then I have 7's a full wall, because that's the sheer sukkah, and then I'm okay. So the Gemara wants to know, well, why by two walls is it enough to have a piece of wall that's a tefach? And when it comes to the two walls that are touching, and the two walls that are facing each other, I need a pas arba. So the Gemara says, when the two walls are touching, that's called kehil chasa, and it's enough to have a tefach. When you don't have two walls touching each other, it's facing each other, there's no connection to those two. You need, therefore, a full wall next to it, and you don't have a real full wall, but a halachic wall of 4 plus within lavud, within 3. Okay, so those are the two types of two-walled sukkahs, how you kasher it, one where they make an L, and one when they're facing each other. Now the Gemara, Rava, throws in a new idea. The ain in iteres ele b'tzuras ha-pesach. It only becomes kosher with a tzuras ha-pesach. Right? Tzuras ha-pesach, kone mikan, kone mikan, kone al-gabeyev, a doorway. So what does Rava mean? So the Gemara and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph brings down two explanations of Rava. Ika Dami Amud Rava Viniteres Nami Betzura Sapesach, which Rashi explains. Oh hi. Either you have a Tzuras HaPesach, or let's say that's a big machlokes. Is Rava going on the first case where the two walls are touching, or is it going on the second case where the two walls are facing each other? Now, it's the continuation of the Gemara. So it sounds like it's going on the part of the Gemara that they're talking about two walls facing each other. But then the Gemara brings a story, which brings us back to the first case where the two walls make a shape of an L. So, okay, let's see. So, what does Rava mean when he says, "En niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach"? Either you need that one tefach plus wall, or you don't need it at all, just have two walls and then a tzuras ha-pesach. That would be enough. Ike da amri, second opinion as to what Rava means, Amar Rava, u'tricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. It's not ohai. Tarvayu ba'inan. You need both of them. I need the tefach plus within three tefachim, lavud, so now I have rov wall is not good enough, and then I need a tzuras ha-pesach for the rest. Okay, so that's two opinions as to what Rava means, and the Gemara brings down a story, which Paskins like the second opinion within Rava, which is the Machmer opinion. You need both. You need the Tefach plus within three Tefachim, and then you also need the Tzuras HaPesach. Tarvayu Ba'ina. We need both of them. So the Gemara tells us a story. Rav Ashi, Ashkecher, the Rav Kahana, the Ka'ovid Tefach Sochek, the Ka'ovid Tzuras HaPesach. He did. He had two walls. He did the Tefach, and then he did the Tzuras HaPesach. So he asked him, don't you hold like Rava that it's this or that? He said, no, I hold like the second opinion of Rava that you need both. You need the Tefach and you need the Tzuras HaPesach. So based on this Gemara, at least with the Girsa that we have in this Gemara, it sounds like this Tzuras HaPesach is going back on the first case. That's when you need the Tzuras HaPesach. So the Rishonim seem to agree that it's going back on the first case when they have the L shape, that you need a tefach and you need a tzuras ha-pesach. But what about the second case where I have two walls facing each other and now I have a pass arba plus, a wall that's four plus within three tefachim, and we said that now becomes like three walls because four plus three equals seven. It's a full-fledged wall. Do I need the tzuras ha-pesach also? So some say no, it's seven tefachim. Once it's seven tefachim, it's a full wall. Once it's a full wall, it does not require tzuras ha-pesach. And others say, no, it's a halachic wall, but it's not a full wall, and therefore you still need a tzuras ha-pesach. So that's a big machlokes rishonim. So Rashi, the Ran, and the Rush sort of hold that it's only going on the first case. It's not going on the second case at all. But the Rif and the Rambam hold that it's going also on the second case, and the Rush says, even though I disagree with the Rif, he says, basically, I'm not allowed to disagree with the Rif, even though the Rush disagrees with the Rif in many places. But the Rush over here says, I think it really should only be going in the case where the two walls are touching. But because the Rif said it's going in the other case, so we should follow Shitas HaRif. So when the Torah brings down the Tzuras HaPesach, he brings it down in both cases. So let's see that now inside in Shulchan Aruch. Siman, Tov, Reish, Lamed, Seif, Beis. Defanos has sukkah im hoyu shtayim zu etzu kimin gam. The shape of the letter L is called kimin gam. It's a Greek letter. So then also dofen sheish baruch wa yosa al tefach. You take a piece of wall that's a little bit more than a tefach. Umamida b'pachas mishlosh lecha madefanos. I take a little piece of wall, a tefach plus a little bit, put it within three tefachim. Okay, now I have rov wall for tefachim, that's going to be kosher. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, the yamid kone keneged hakol. So you need to take another piece of wood and put it at the other end of that wall that you started making. Keneged also tefach, the yasel atzuras ha-pesach. And then you make a tzuras ha-pesach. So I add the tefach plus the tzuras ha-pesach, like the second opinion of Rava, the tervayu ba'ina, that you need both of them. She yamid kone alav v'al ha-tefach. That's a bit of a gears issue, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Not yet. Okay. So I have also the tefach sochek, a little bit more than tefach within three tefachim. Altogether, it's four. Four is rov wall. I also need from there to the end of the wall a tzuras haPesach, and the konish al gaban does not even need to be touching, like you see the eruvs all over cities where they have the lechi is down here and they're using a wire that's up there. It doesn't necessarily reach each other. That's okay. Hagah, note says the Ramah. Im a tefach va'adofen magia l'schach, or it should say here, the Mishnah tells us it should say sifkat in your base. Im a tefach va'hakone, if it reaches the schach, so then I don't need the kone agabe for the tzuras haPesach. The schach itself can function as a tzuras haPesach. So the im a tefach va'adofen magia l'schach, ein tzarech kone agabe. You don't need the kone agabe. Some people, they used to have a fancy rounded tzuras haPesach to go into the sukkah. That's only for noy hider mitzvah, to make it look pretty. It's no halachic reason for that. Okay, that's it. Base. Let's go through Sif Gimel. Then we'll go back and try to do some mishaburus. Sif Gimel. This is the second case in the Gemara that we said, where the two walls are facing each other. So now I need a wall that's four tefachim and a little bit, four and a little bit tefachim. And I put it within three tefachim of one of the walls. Samach le'echa mishtei adafanos u'ksheira. And now it becomes kosher because now 4 plus 3 equals 7. So now I have one full wall over here, one full wall over here, and then in the middle I'm putting this 4 plus within 3 tefachim, lavud, it becomes another wall of 7. So do I need a tzuras haPesach here or not? So he said that's a big machlokes. Rif and Rambam say yes. The Rosh is not really convinced, but says you should follow the Rif. Rashi and the Ran say no. So says the Shulchan Aruch, v'gam bazeh tzarech la'asos tzuras haPesach. In this case, you'll also need a tzuras haPesach. Sheiten kone me'apas al hadofen ha'acher. To finish off that wall, you made 7 tefachim, but that's not enough. You also need a tzuras haPesach. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh omrim she'ein zetzor tzuras haPesach. Some say, Rashi, the Ran, that you do not need a tzuras haPesach in this second case. So when the Shulchan Aruch brings out a stam opinion, and then the yesh omrim, the general rule is halachic kistam. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, at the end of Sifkat on Tes Zayin, the kosu achrom the yesh lahachmer kisvara harishon. That's the Iker opinion in the Rishonim, and that's what the Rosh told us to follow, like the Rif. That's the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Hagah, note says the Ramah, Tafresh Lamed Siv Gimel, Aval, Im Ika Dolphin Shiva below Lavud, if he had a 7 here, this case we had two walls facing each other, and then we created a halachic wall, we took 4 and a bit, we put it within 3, less than 3, Lavud, we created a halachic wall, but we don't have a full 7 tefach wall. But says the Ramah, if you would have a full 7 tefach wall without lavud, aval im ikah dofen shiva below lavud, ein tzarech kan tzuras haPesach ad sof hakosa. Then you would not need a tzuras haPesach to take you from the end of the full 7 wall, full 7 tefach wall, until the next wall. Hav ikah dofen shiva, since you have a full 7 tefach wall, shur shir hechsher sukkah, which is the shir for a kosher sukkah. We call shekain, certainly. Shein tzav tzuras haPesach kishadofen shleima. And you certainly don't need a tzuras haPesach if you have a full wall. Oh, so why do the sukkahs all have a tzuras haPesach? Mashinagu, but tzuras haPesach kishyesh adofen shleimos. That which you find that sukkahs have a tzuras haPesach, even though they have 3 full walls, eino ela linoi ba'alma. That's just to make it look pretty, but it's not for halachic reasons. You say, Rabbi Shabur, explain, he's talking about the fourth wall. I have 3 full walls. I don't need a tzuras haPesach on the fourth wall. 3 walls, that's all I need for sukkahs. So even though people normally make it just a pesa, that's more, that's for yofi. That's not for halachic reasons. Okay, so that's Tafer Shlamit, Sif Beis, and Gimel, but I explained all the mishnayos outside. Let's take a look inside. Look at the beginning of Sif Beis. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav, Defanos HaSukkah. Kedei Lavin Hetev, Agdim Lekan Kama Ikaram Alachazu. So Mishnah Berurah is giving us an introduction. You heard Thayla's introduction. Now we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. Aleph. The shear sukkah should be machzege shiva tfachim lefachot. The minimal shear of a sukkah is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. Kedilakaman, as we will see in Siman Tafresh Lamidal. Base. The yafina begemara mikroi dilakoi sukkah ayideh aschach levad. So even though we spoke out yesterday that the word sukkah, schach, the sukkah is nikra al shem aschach, but you can't just have schach without walls, that's not going to be kosher. Lokoi sukkah ayideh schach levad, elimkein yesha shalosh defanos. You need 3 halachic walls. Halacha l'moshe misinai, the achas minad defanos sogi betefach achas. There's halacha l'moshe misinai that the 3 walls do not need to be 3 full walls, but rather, like we discussed, that in certain circumstances, like when the 2 walls are connected, the 3rd wall, it's enough for it to be a little bit more than a tefach, and that will create halachic 3rd wall, and that will be okay. Gimel. The mikomah kompeinishi nire kedofen. It needs to also look like a wall. Dahainu. Imesha shtei defanos smucho zuha zulu kemin dalid, or what I was calling an L, or like they call kemin gam, a Greek letter gam. Ikach daf sheish brach v'tefach meruvach. You take a little bit more than a tefach daf. Dahainu tefach umashu be'amida b'richuk mokom pochas mishol shetfachim. You put it within 3 tefachim, the echa mishtei defanos, within close to the 2 walls, one of the two walls. V'chol pochas mishol shetfachim kilav u'dami. So then it is lavud, minimtze shikan, arba'a tfachim, you have 4 tafach, this extra wall. V'rov dofen, mehechsha sukkah shiva tfachim, that's a rov dofen, and that's going to be kosher. V'kadei lahashim shir kola dofen, and then to finish off the rest of the wall, yasa o tsuresa pesach. V'hainu shemid kone keneged osa tafach, v'yachika mimen atzof hakosu shikinagda shemachzik shiva tfachim, and you create a Tzuras HaPesach for the continuation of that wall. Even if the top part of the Tzuras HaPesach, the Kon Agaben, does not touch the 2 vertical standing up lechis, that's still good enough. It doesn't need to touch, just like you see with the Shabbos Eruv. Okay, then he goes on to explain the rest of the 2 se'ifim over here. Let's see if there's something. Hold on a second. Mishmur Sifkatan Yud. Where does, what is this, the rice? Is it the rabbana on this whole business? So Mishmur Sifkatan Yud, which he sort of questions in the Bir Halacha. But look at Mishmur Sifkatan Yud, going on to the next page. Ayin Bebach Shekosav, we're talking about the Tzuras HaPesach. The Zeo Midrabanan, the requirement, the Rabban's requirement to have a Tzuras HaPesach to finish off the wall, that's a Din Drabanan. Aval HaTefach Miruvach Shemana Mitzchilo Midaraisa. But the Tefach, the Tefach, the Ramon Tefach, within 3 Tefachim to create the 4 Tefach wall, that is, Halacha Moshe Messina, that is Daraisa. In the Bir Halacha over here, Dibur Masla Biasa, Tzuras HaPesach, so he questions, it could be that on a Minat Torah, if you just have 1 tefach next to the wall, that's enough. And to have the whole business with creating the 4 tefachim through Lavud, possibly that is also only Midrabanan. And Minat Torah could be if you had 1 tefach, that would be okay. Then the next Bir Halacha, Dibar Masl Shiyamid Kone Alav Al Tefach. We know that we're allowed to carry, right? We're allowed to carry in the city because of an Erev. An Erev is created by Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach is good enough to carry on Shabbos. Is it also good enough to kind of have a whole sukkah made out of Tzuras HaPesach? The answer is you cannot. We cannot have a sukkah made out of Tzuras HaPesach. Even though it works for Shabbos, works for Kalayim, works in many areas of Halacha, It does not work in Sukkah. Okay, so that is Siman Tov, Reish Lamed, Sif, Beis, and Gimel. Shkoyach.